Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, the American College of Sports Medicine has just released their worldwide survey of fitness trends, and one of our favorite guests here at Train Your Body, Dr. Walt Thompson. He's a tenured professor of kinesiology and health and a professor of nutrition at Georgia State University. So, Dr. Thompson, let's discuss, first of all, what changed this year?
Well, thanks, Melanie. This was a really interesting year for our survey. You know, our survey is now in its seventh year and just recently published in ACSM's Health and Fitness Journal. I think the most surprising thing, well, there are probably two surprising things. The most surprising thing on the positive side is the popularity of body weight training. And we've known that body weight training has been gaining in popularity over the last few years. But for the first time, it appeared on our top 20 of our fitness trends, and I should tell you that it jumped all the way to number 3.
I see that it's number 3. Tell the listeners, Dr. Thompson, what is body weight training?
Well, interestingly, body weight training is really nothing new. It's just been repackaged, and you know some of the more popular kinds of body weight training. All you have to do is turn on late-night television. You see infomercials for them all the time. But I think it's this trend toward the back-to-basics kinds of mentality that we're now experiencing in the health fitness industry. And that's true in the commercial sector, the so-called for-profit sector, as well as the community-based organizations like YMCAs and JCCs. This back-to-the-basics kinds of exercise programming where we're not engaging a lot of equipment, not engaging a lot of more expensive kind of instruction, which has something to do with equipment as well.
And it's really old school, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We started seeing this kind of trend a couple of years ago when we first saw boot camps come on our list, and it's maintained a steady presence on our list. Strength training has always been an important part of the health fitness industry. It remained at number 2 this year. And the other thing that we're seeing, too, along these same lines is this small group personal training, the personal training of 2 and 3 people. So I think you're right. There is a trend toward kind of the back to the basics. And, I don't know, Melanie, if this has got anything to do with the economy. We'll be able to see in the next couple of years that the economy starts to bounce back, whether or not we go back to programs like Pilates and even Zumba took a little bit of a fall this year. So we'll have to see what happens in the next couple of years.
Now, so you mentioned Pilates, and I want to get to the trends versus a fad, but talk about Pilates a little. It disappeared, didn't it?
It did. It was
but
very
if you
popular.
Live in L.A., you're going to see one on every corner, and you're going to look at this thing, and you're going to say, oh, they're so wrong.
Yeah, of course. There are all kinds of regional kinds of exercise programming going on. Heck, here in Atlanta, we've got this phenomenon known as pole dancing, and I don't think pole dancing is any more popular in Atlanta than anywhere else. But I think we're going to see these regional things like Pilates and even the use of the stability ball in regional sectors of the country. In Pilates, for example, on the West Coast in Los Angeles, and probably along the Florida coast, you may still see some Pilates. But in most cities today, you're not going to see a lot of Pilates. Now, I say that knowing that my Pilates instructor friends are going to call me and say, you're wrong again, that Pilates is popular. But, it's not as popular. We sent this survey out to over 20,000 people, got almost 3,500 responses. So if I'm wrong, so are 3,400 other health and fitness professionals around the world.
So do you think that in the study, now this is trends. So tell the listeners, Dr. Thompson, what is the difference between a fad and a trend?
Well, that's a really good question because we don't want our survey to appear to be a fad list. And you can go, you can Google any kind of exercise fad and you'll see a list of supposed trends or fads, but I would challenge anybody to look at next year's same survey and see if those kinds of exercise programs have fallen off. But we define a fad as something that is popular for a short period of time. Those are typically the kinds of exercise devices that you see about this time of year, around the holidays. People are trying to sell these exercise devices and do sell many millions of them. And again, you see these on late night infomercials, but typically they're here today, gone tomorrow kinds of things. But we also see some sustained fads, and I really am not sure if I can define sustained fad because I just contradicted myself. But something like Pilates. I predicted when Pilates first appeared on our list about 7 or 8 years ago that Pilates would be one of these exercise programs that would appear to be popular for a period of time, and then it would fall off the list. And sure enough, that's what it did about 3 years ago. And again, when it first fell off of our list, I defined Pilates as a fad, and I got all kinds of phone calls from all over the world saying, "You're an idiot. You know, Pilates is very popular. It's a trend. It's been around for several hundred years." Yeah, that's true. But it became popular as our really bright and smart marketers within particularly the commercial industry packaged Pilates and repackaged it and called it something else, and that it became popular. And sure enough, it is 3 years after Pilates fell off the list of our top 20, it's still off our list.
Well, so Pilates and trends are things that you're going to see that you know are going to stay. Like, for example, fitness programs for older adults. That one, sort of in my personal niche as a trainer, you know, I just know that's not going anywhere because we're becoming an older population. And we're living longer. And we're realizing that even in your 80s, and Dr. Thompson, I have clients and patients in their 90s, and they're working out.
Yeah, absolutely. We have now, I think we've called it this baby boom age, is now the graying baby boom age. And those of us who are in our late 50s and early 60s are starting to retire, but we've had a lifestyle back to when we were in our 20s of being physically active and remain for the most part physically active. And the lifespan is continuing to increase. Although that may not be true of our kids, and maybe that's something else we can talk about. But there, any retirement community you go to these days has a huge fitness club, have pools all over the place, have racquetball courts and golf courses, and so people do want to remain active. The important thing, though, is if you're not approaching this age group, if you're a commercial club, for example, that doesn't have specific exercise programming for the older adult, then you're missing out on a large segment of the exercising population.
Oh, I completely agree because, you know, not only do they have expendable income to afford trainers, but they can afford club memberships and they don't want to always walk outside because of the, you know, fear of falling and uneven surfaces and sidewalks and ice. So they walk around tracks and they walk, you know, I mean, they're going to use your equipment if you offer this up. In the last minute that we have, Dr. Thompson, wrap up this little bit for us, the worldwide fitness trends for the year 2013.
Well, the fitness trends, again, emphasize the fact that there are trends in the fitness industry, and our fitness facilities, both commercial and community-based organizations, should take a look at the survey, and if they're not offering these kinds of programs, then they should really take a hard look at these and include them in their package of programs.
Well, certainly true, and for the consumer, you know, take a look at the worldwide fitness trends and see which ones you, if you're not into one of them, maybe it'll give you a chance to try something new. You know, maybe you try personal training if you've never had one, or you try an outdoor activity and find your own new kind of trend to follow. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. Stay well.